This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, with the one and only side chick's favorite DJ. I go by the name of King Basha, with the winter stock himself. Right now, welcome to the last hour of the show, man. It's a beautiful Friday, the 14th of June, that is. And now, man, June is a beautiful month. Not only is it my producer's birthday, Chris Trini, it's his birth month. So it is also a youth month, not forgetting that it's International Pride Month, as the Capricorn Adventure we are celebrating this month, you know, under the theme of young and proud. This is for all the young people making moves, man, I'm telling you, right? And when you think about the LGBTQI plus, yo, what a tongue twister, community, right? I'm talking in Limpopo. There are names that comes to your mind. I'm talking about Arieng Degay, right? And before I actually talk about this movement, it's a movement consisting of Leparagadi, Someone's Son, and Maviki, right? And they're joining me in studio as we commemorate, you know, International Pride Month and Youth Month. I've got them in studio. Good afternoon.
Yes.
You know what? Before I get into the conversation with you, right, I need to play you guys something, right? Okay. I need to play you guys something real quick. Let's listen to this.
All right. Absolutely.
King Bad.
Wait.
My crush. Your crush. No, he's your. That's a DJ. I'm a crusher. The girlfriend's on a DJ. King Bad's not a crusher.
Did I
listen.
Not show that?
Gosh. He's one of those DJs, eh? Mm-hmm. That knows how to change your mood.
Absolutely.
Change your feelings.
Sometimes.
And change your flow. Mm-hmm. Like a butterfly.
So, you know what? You should have seen Someone's Son's face right now, man. He was like, yo. And then this one. How does it feel sitting opposite your crush, man?
Yo, what's that king? Ukari, you just so witty, little fast.
Oh my goodness. You know what, man? Oh, thank you so much for that. So let's start off, right, with everyone introducing, you know what, themselves, where they're from, and what pronouns they use. So I'll start on my left-hand side, Someone's Son.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hello, hey. Okay, Lina Kennedy Pulelo Vahasinuna from Hamlepo.
All right.
My stage name is Someone's Son, aka Maria Mahojeso.
Maria Mahojeso. Arumulebo. Yebo.
Hi.
Yebo.
Let me start off by saying, Kudala Leslie Dillon. All right, my name is Jabo Victor, my original names, and then my stage name is Maviki the Twerkist, aka Robalitega.
Raskalabala the Twerkist.
He's the Twerkist.
And last but not least, No ways, guys. I'm going to remove Ango the legacy. You know what I mean. But thank you so much for that. Now that those that did not know you finally know who I have in studio, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you are all entertainers in your own right. How did you guys, you know, meet and, you know, decide on forming this collaboration? And why the name Arieng Degay?
Re-tell me like this. I can wear all individuals and brands individually.
100%.
Maviki, ki Someone's Son, ki Simon Amanan. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it because ona utswaregile.
Okay.
And then, ibeye la goreng all the time. People who just love seeing us really come on. If someone got a my eye somewhere, I feel about Mavikuka, Someone's Son, and then we're like, nah, man. It must click. And then we came to a conclusion. Kam kanar na rakwana. Ravela ora wa Arieng Degay is the way to go. That is why ani bele ibile go chikola.
Mara jwale ere ke bolela ka yona phrase. Ere Arieng Degay, what does it actually mean?
movement.
Ke movement.
We're moving.
Yeah.
It's a movement. Ria move. Ariye.
Okay. Together.
Ariye.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Our kiali ko ariye ng kame. You know. And I mean, growing up, you know, it's always, you know, said to be hard as you're trying to understand. I think this maybe can you can relate to, right? Why are you so different from everyone else? And how did you find an experience, you know, how people would treat you in the public, you know? And how did it help to be yourself?
For me personally, I would start by saying it was not difficult.
Okay.
Because I... So when I go out on the streets, yeah. It was not difficult because
oh.
I never felt discriminated and whatsoever.
Okay.
Started at home.
Someone said you're very quiet, I'm worried. And the social media was like hola. I guess about why blame they will keep it deep.
My wearing I go quiet na.
Yeah.
It told me to go high when I'm ready to go high. Kina no reko rola baboni. Nike tana crash. Basima ni batara go rela di tina. Nike mpopi.
Aya.
Kilo rame ri.
Aya.
Me ma crash to hey. Basima ni batama kiri. Kya kamo chumi na tukwa lungo. Ah what? Sisi na nago to sukona. Kula taka renga mula karas tina bante.
Yeah.
Kaka ra. Tukwa la banyani ngi nike na wanyani.
Yeah.
So kaya babona go.
Remo.
Mo mwechi ari livali. Mo mwechi ari livali.
Yeah.
Mar itis usevile chalete atun chamagadi rukuija. Opeti remo. Maybe ukata na sisi mwenyani. Soko strateni yaba ila or awards. Obvious kaya yaba ngamrechi wena umang onreke depend.
Wow.
Yes, darling.
So le paragadi, does that also resonate with you? I mean, if it starts at home, iraru ya
safely. Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
Wa bana le ka thoma ka gae, ka mogolo ya thoma ka gae, the support go ba bitiri.
Yeah.
Because re ka gae ka mo ba go tswetseng, ka mo o phelang le bona, ba go fa that warmth, ba go fa that support. O a feela gore le ka ntle o gona gore e ba go dia tsedingwe ka ntle o gona go tlalea ka gae. So if ka gae e ba problem, o lela go mang.
Yo, can need.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No,
so if the support
you.
Starts at home,
yeah.
Then go back, it becomes better, man.
Oh, no, that's true, man. Mm. I mean, in South Africa, when we celebrate International Pride Month, right, we remember the likes of Simon Nkuli, right? Mm. You know, who was an activist and co-organized the first Pride March in Africa, if I may say so myself. With the influence you have, I mean, what are you doing, you know, to educate the people of Limpopo about your community and movement? What are you doing as Arieng Dike?
To be honest, now with Arieng Dike, we don't need to be, viva!
Yeah.
But it's visible by just seeing us. Mm. And then it's another thing, Lori Mudimu Kiamalebo and Twitter feeling re approachable.
Oh.
We are very approachable. Okay. And it becomes easy. And then even if we have a way, how to construct a question.
Uh-huh.
Aska feel offense.
Oh.
Do you get what I'm saying? Hence, I'm saying, I'm glad we're going to feel approachable so that people could come to us and tell and ask questions amicably.
So obviously, when people ask you those questions as well, taking offense is actually things that you never do, right? It's rare. I mean, liba, you have feelings,
absolutely.
You have emotions.
Absolutely.
But it's rare or motanyo anyo au hetemai kudo. If you are so open minded about certain things, I mean, people are confused as well. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But now, let me ask you, Maviki, what is this month? I'm talking Pride Month, I'm talking Youth Month. What does this month mean to you?
Oh, wow. It means a lot.
Mm.
It means a lot. It has Youth Month, 16 June,
yes.
Also Pride Month.
Yes.
So it's all about who swa,
uh-huh.
And then expressing ourselves, regardless of gender or anything.
Mm. Saman san?
Yes.
What does this Pride Month mean to you?
It means, Kore, like, we must teach those homophobic. Yo.
Diaboya.
Yo. 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 Yo.
o tlo ngubisha mmereko go man
wa we bani ke tshiri nyana ka ere
a no we tshiri ka half class
go busy cause basimani go di starting that piece bar kwera and then we should later on hello baby come in
what's a nine
one when I make you face time
that's a little darkness
hello when I make you face time una di as choose to go on terra
mabile
now hello baby what's about brave enough why will I let you during the I choose to go on
yes girl
yes girl
mutu wa
utu yi dira eh are so ki mo sanse re ba rute gore we are here to stay.
Yeah, no. Definitely.
We're not going anywhere.
All right. You know what? I'm still hanging out with you guys. I'm still hanging out with Le Paragadi, Maviki, and someone's son, right? Give a Arieng Dige. If you have any questions, any compliments, any comments for them, send them through to my WhatsApp line 079-899-6226. There's a message here that says, hey, I'm Tala from Madira. We love you guys.
Hey,
what's up, Madira? Okay.
Shout out to Tala.
All right. But we love you guys. They can never make me to hate you. Arieng Dige. All right. There's another one here that says, hey, you're talking to Nancy from Madira. I feel so comfortable when I'm with you, Bagweri. I knew something was going to come up there. So what a happy Pride Month, Arieng Dige. I really admire your courage, your authenticity in being true to yourself. You have such a great sense of style and confidence.
Thank you so much, my darling.
I think you know what? It's always amazing when there are people that appreciate you in that light and actually admire you being true to yourselves. You know what I mean? Because it's not easy. Now, back to our conversation. Yes. So as I asked, man, who is that one person you know you looked up to? Alright, he's living in you.
Absolutely.
Maviki?
Not saying I don't recognize them.
Yeah.
I see them, but none of them, Gary, I look up to them.
Okay.
None.
Okay.
Other than my friend.
Okay. Dango. 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 Whatever. Sanji didn't know what I
said. Nah, ma. Come on, Shantik.
Yes.
I love that guy.
Barakemang?
Moshendig.
Oh, okay.
Let's cross her.
Okay. What's my passion? I can't believe it, you know? Oh, my gosh. And look, let's speak about, you know, as influential gay people, right? I mean, do you guys still experience, you know, the hate, the homophobia when, you know, you're at your level or you never actually get to experience that hate anymore?
The commenting on social media.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. About social media.
Karma kuti.
Face to face. Face to face.
Yeah,
they will never. But then we re-encounter through. I'm telling you, I've been one of the popular lyrics. who posted the video, they will say, same styles, same styles. About change. Do you get what I'm saying? So the gay and all gay. Internalized homophobia and a century address. Internalized homophobia.
Okay. Yeah.
Dear boy. Hey, and I mean, I just want to straight barring. If you if are, me, hey, yeah. If you're the same people who are being homophobic, Mola Ilori, the struggle is still real.
Yeah.
We still have a long way to go. We can't have you guys being so homophobic. Mola Ilori, come
ganar nari atwana.
Don't do that.
No, that's true. I will back in the
back way. Style is just to do. Change your style.
Don't do that. Wrong. No, stop commenting nasty.
Straight people refrain from reminding us hore re banna all the time unghuputse my sexuality whenever you wanna unyukon reprimanda. Can't you just without reminding me hore my sexuality king reprimanda belika? And this goes to all the LGBTQI out there hore ba go ba botse le ska tshaba go ba botse akona gore o ka nkhalemela ntle leng gopotsa my sexuality. It's not nice. It's not nice, but then
we are learning. We are learning, you know. But with that said, with all the hate, with everything else, what is that thing that keeps you going? And I think I'm going to give this one to someone's son. Or what is that thing that just keeps you going?
Now, one thing that keeps me going is I trust myself. Then ela hore comment e ya re
Indian
and Leona in fact that good like ya nchikinya gore o confident enough na.
Yeah,
okay. So how confident enough o ka se wa re shiki comment ya motho a sa gore ke le mbupi na ra tsebo re wa para size man a tsebo gore o tsurile le mamfuru a tsebo gore ka a tsebo gore o reka go rotho ka makuleng or Shoprite or Gratching na.
Yeah, a tsebe anything. Yeah, ya pin to skate bo shit ga ona ga ona pe
a sa ke ka
re. And look, where would you like to see yourself, Maviki, you know, in the next coming 5 years or so as a group, as Ariendi Gay?
Oh, hey, what's that? Every time I have this imaginary.
Yeah.
Okay, what is going on? What's that? O ka re ga re tsena nning staging ra tsena go. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in the next coming 5 years, I see ourselves, yes, as a really big man.
You know, I love
really
the way he just did that and then he expected me to understand and you guys understand.
Yeah, no, we did.
You know what I mean?
No, we did.
Because all he said was, Rebe.
Rebe. Already getting.
And I'm like, no, I'm asking you. Come on. Okay. Let's go through. Let's do this.
Yeah. In the next coming 5 years, I see ourselves being one of the reconned group in South Africa. Oof. As a whole and internationally.
Absolutely. And I mean, to parents, community members, and people who have, you know, people in their close proximity, right? What would you like to say to them, you know? And whatnot. What would you teach them? You know, there are people that, like you guys said, they accepted Karai.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that are living at home.
Mm-hmm.
To come out, it's rough. It's especially Botaima, Winging, and Tulari. So, what would you actually say to the people or to people like that that are out there, you know?
But what Babona and a really Babonangne, I wish Baka support Tangwana. It doesn't take much to support Tangwana, Kamuho Alinkarona, because now Utswejo Israeli.
Okay.
And every Lord Mongo Ubuka change, Ubuka will a choice. Yahoo change, our guy change, because it's not nice. I don't want to lie to you.
Yeah.
It's not nice, really. Kiruba Twadi, Wana Kuarao. Wana wa motsiba.
Okay.
And then wana just support wana. It doesn't take much.
Okay. Awa yago.
Support wana. And then like mo gai there's a better way ya go address a dilo. Mere fasi le buleleng ge ba gone lotse dingwe tse ile gore eng a le kwane ka tsona ka gae.
Most Jeff.
Father, it takes me back to mbole di shangwana without go include sexuality ya gape.
Thank you.
In change.
Okay. stop this thing.
Exactly.
All right. And before I let you guys go, how do you plan, you know, on commemorating June 16? What are your plans for Sunday?
Sunday. Naga Sunday, I will be at Uhuru Lifestyle Emporium. Comedy night after, so I will be there on Sunday on the celebrating my 16th June ka Uhuru Lifestyle Emporium Kamopoloko, and I will be there. Come through, let's take pictures, let's take content. Oh, we lovely man, we monate. I can't wait to see you guys on Sunday at Uhuru.
Sunday, I'm not having any plans. I'll be.
What a problem. You know what? I really appreciate you guys for coming through, taking your time to join me on the show. It's the first time, given this experience, and you know what? I've learned a lot. I appreciate you. Keep going, keep striving. And where can people find you on the socials?
Akele Paragadi on all social media platforms, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, come kana achon. Akele Paragadi. Udorele Paragadi. You will find
it.
Absolutely.
And also, it's Maviki on all social media platforms.
Okay. Give Maviki.
It's Maviki.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Someone son.
Straightforward. Someone said one puller. No, guys, once again, I really do thank you for coming through, really level, man, for everything that you've been doing for the province. And all the best. Le Paragadi, Maviki, Someone San. All the best.
Thank you so much, King Bashilo.
Amen.
For future endeavors, and Krisi, Raleboga for the platform. Asimalemang. I mean, Capricorn is one of the biggest.
Not one of.
Hey.
In the province, it's the only.
I'm all right.
Oh. I'm just correcting.
FM is the biggest.
Dango, it's the only commercial radio station. Ah, the only.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. Let's get it right.
Is the biggest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thank you. All right. And that's how we wrap it up. More music.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.